Padres, Wave FC, and the price of momentum. The San Diego Padres entered the final week of August at 72 wins and 62 losses, sitting second in the NL West, a position that sounds comfortable until the schedule comes into focus. Their weekend road series in Tampa Bay pitted them against a Rays squad that came in at 79 wins and 54 losses, leading the American League East by a meaningful margin. With the NL West tightening and September looming, the Tampa series functioned as a calibration test. How does this roster perform against a genuinely elite opponent when a playoff berth is still something to earn rather than expect? Fernando Tatis Jr., the engine of San Diego's offense all season, carried particular scrutiny in that context. The on-field drama unfolded against a franchise-altering backdrop. Major League Baseball officially ratified the ownership transfer from the Sikyun Band to Jose Feliciano and Kwanza Jones on August 24th, a deal described at the time as the largest ownership transfer by sale price in baseball history at $3.9 billion. The new owners are now watching their first meaningful stretch of Penn and Trace baseball with full authority, and how they respond to roster pressure this month will offer early signals about organizational philosophy. On the women's side, San Diego Wave FC delivered a statement performance on Fan Appreciation Night Friday, beating Utah 4-2 behind goals from Trinity Byars, 2, Melanie Barcinas, and Ludmilla. Four different contributors all in different ways, a sign of squad depth that the club has chased through a season defined by inconsistency. The result arrives at a critical moment heading into the final stretch of the NWSL regular season. Separately, the USTA Girls 18s and 16s National Championships wrapped up at Barnes Tennis Center in Balboa Park, where Bella Payne and Sarah Shoemate claimed the Girls 18 doubles title, a national caliber result at a civic facility that often goes underappreciated.